this must have been really interesting for you and your students. I mean,
absolutely.
How did you prepare them for this?
Well, the way that we prepare students for this, it takes a number of forms. One of those forms is, in order for students to even be accepted into the field school, they have to apply. And part of the application is they have to write a short essay about why they would want to do this particular project. And the project is advertised nationally or internationally as here's a research opportunity for students to come get credit and work in a collaborative indigenous kind of context. So my hope is the people who actually apply for this want that kind of experience. So when I read the essay, you know, if someone's not engaging with that particular element, they just say, well, I'd really like to go dig for a while and see if that's what I want to do for my career. Well, there are lots of field schools that do that. We want to do something else. So I'm probably now giving away my review secrets on the air. But that aside, another couple of ways that we do this is at the very beginning of the field school, the Eastern Pequot Tribal Nation run an orientation for the students, where all the students are there. I'm there. My teaching assistants are there. Several tribal counselors are there. The tribal historic preservation officer, and a few interested tribal community members. And then we go through an orientation where various Eastern Pequot tribal members will talk about what they see in this project, what they would like to have happen, what they would like to not have happen. There's a discussion about the tobacco offering and how we do that. There's a discussion about how we want to do what we can to avoid finding any human remains at all, because that's not our interest. It's not the community's interest either. So we talk about these things. We do a lot of introductions. And then at the end of that, there's a smudging ceremony, which is a ritual cleansing, and all field school members or field school students are asked, you know, if they would like to participate, and they always do, which involves wafting smoke as a ritual cleansing. And I think this is a nice introduction to them that things are going to go in a very different way than they may be accustomed to, that there are other needs, interests, beliefs, all kinds of things that are wrapped up in this. It's not just a matter of, well, we're going to go dig some holes and learn some things. It's actually much more complex, and it's set in today. You know, we're studying the past, but it's being produced and understood today.
Right, yeah.
So that's one of the ways that they're introduced to it in the initial stages.
What are your students saying about this project? I mean, are they feeling any of what Kathy described? Do they report this back to you?
Yeah, they do. I mean, there are a number of different experiences. I think on the whole, they find it a positive experience. For some people, I think it's pretty eye-opening because it's not perhaps the kind of archaeology they've ever done before, when, you know, people are standing there with them or screening next to them who are part of the tribal nation itself. So I think it changes that dynamic a little bit. And I have students, they do a field journal, which in sort of standard archaeology practice, that's what you do, where you record some data. You have forms where you write down information, but you have these field journals where you also write down what you're doing for the day, who you're working with. That's a good record-keeping thing. But we've also turned that into more of a space for reflection, where students have to write about, you know, what do they think about the collaboration? What do they think about working on a reservation? What do they think about the impacts of colonialism? What do they think about contemporary politics and how those are playing out in the way that we do archaeology? So I'm able to read, and they talk. We have some evenings in the field school where we kind of talk about some of these issues, and so I think they're engaging with it in a nice sort of way.
Right, good.